While I don't pretend to be an astronomer, I want to share with you two stargazing experiences that I have had in my life. First was in a high school astronomy class where our assignment was to go into the countryside and look at the stars and the different planets through scientific telescopes that we could see the scientific order of the universe. The second happened a few years later, sitting or standing in the Sinai Desert, where we were told by a tour guide one instruction, just to be by ourselves. At that moment, I thought of the verse from Psalms, Marabu Masecha Adonai, how great, O vast, are your works, O Adonai. No microscopes, no telescopes, just me and the entire sky, entire universe. And while those two stargazing experiences were completely different in action, or actually were the same in action, sorry, they were completely different in thought. We just read in our first Aliyah, the Ten Commandments, we say, Anochi Adonai Elohecha, that we only have one God. And even further, the Ten Commandments go to say that you shall have no other gods besides me, and you should not bow down or serve them. And even further, later in the Torah reading, there is an interesting verse that says, when you look up at the stars and sky, do not bow down to them. And then the Torah uses a word that says, nidachta. Do not be lured away. Don't bow down to them. Don't serve them. Do not be lured away in your faith, thinking that what you are looking at is God itself. We know that ancient traditions and ancient religions looked at the sun, the moon, the stars, as different gods themselves, and not as creations of our God. If you look at those two stargazing experiences, you can do two different things. One, you can look up and you can see a divine order. Or you can look up and just say that's science. It's just natural law. The Torah, our rabbis understand at that moment, we must ask ourselves the question, how do we live in the middle? How do we live in the middle? Our rabbis teach us in the Talmud that when we have the desire to construct, when we have the desire to build something, to fashion something, to mold something, we can't do it by ourselves, but it takes a community. And while that is true in physical building and physical constructing, it is even more true in our lives of spirituality and our lives of faith. Because the rabbis understood that to lose faith is a lot easier than keeping it. And that's why the Torah says, Nidachta, do not be lured away by what you think is just science, is just the natural law. Today is called Shabbat Nachamu, the Shabbat of comfort. And it is a landmark in the Jewish calendar because it is the countdown 7 weeks to our high holiday season. And at this time, we are given 7 weeks to determine the path of faith that we would like to take. And again, our rabbis know that it's not a clear shot. And therefore, these next 7 weeks, we are asking that same question. How do we live in the middle? How do we live in the middle of faith and reason, of intellect and emotion, of creation and destruction, of comfort and rebuke? And so this Shabbat, after Shabbat ends, I ask you tonight to go outside for a moment, and when you look up at the stars, don't just see science or natural law, but connect to something greater, a holiness that binds us together as a people who truly creates Kedusha, the sacredness of our community. Shabbat Shalom.